I'm Avi Arditi, and this week on Wordmaster, we get the inside story on English teaching in Azerbaijan.
I'm Raksana Mamedova from Azerbaijan. I am Executive Director of Azerbaijan English Teachers Association.
How many members does your group have?
So far, we have more than 700 members for 8,000 English teachers all over the country. So it means 10% of the English teachers are the members of our association.
What kinds of activities does your group do?
Well, actually, the main mission of our association is to bring the new ideas, initiatives in the field of English language teaching to Azerbaijan. And we do our mission, we implement our mission through teacher training mainly, and then annual conferences where we invite internationally recognized celebrities, as well as we organize regional conferences for the teachers from the rural areas who cannot afford our international conferences.
What are some of the challenges that English teachers in Azerbaijan face?
Because that is a newly independent country, and this is why the teachers mainly do not have skills for teaching English communicatively. So that is number one issue, that they need to be trained properly to teach the newly designed textbooks, which are communicative textbooks, to teach them really communicatively, because many teachers still teach these communicative textbooks using their grammar traditional method.
The grammar translation of just learning grammar, learning translation. And today, though, that's kind of old-fashioned to do it that way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, of course, it is too old-fashioned to do that, yeah, because the learners, they are a new generation. They have more access to Internet, and they sometimes have satellite TV at home, so they can watch BBC, CNN channels, and they find the information provided by their teachers obsolete already.
Oh, that's, yeah, you're right. When they've got obsolete textbooks, when let's say you've got Facebook and Twitter and other social media, let's talk a little bit about the social media and the new websites that are out there. Are teachers using that in their classrooms in Azerbaijan, or encouraging their students to use social media as a way to learn English?
Well, actually, the thing is that the teachers, many of them do not have an access to computers, and many of them do not have computer skills. Their students have better skills because they go to internet cafes. They are young. They have more time. The teachers sometimes, because maybe it is sometimes a culture, so they'd not go. But they do encourage the students to use that sort of website links so that they can develop. They can improve their English is in many ways.
And how many years have you taught English?
Since 1990.
So, 20 years, over 20 years. And what developments have you seen in methodology that you are either very happy about or that you're not so happy about, to see how things have changed over the last 20 years?
What I'm happy about is that now not only English teachers but other subject teachers, they also get understanding communicative teaching, because before they would mind and they would always criticize English teachers for noisy classes. They would not accept that this noise is working noise. That is improving, and they are trying to learn from English teachers and to organize their classes where it is student-centered, not teacher-centered. But what bad thing is about the students, I think they lose their responsibilities. A bit in the Soviet time, I don't know whether education was stronger because it was free for everybody. So everybody, and also compulsory. And now it requires lots of investment from the people, in their own education. But I think they also need to be taught about it, directly or indirectly, that investment into education is the best investment.
That was Raksana Mamadova, Executive Director of the Azerbaijan English Teachers Association. I spoke to her earlier this year in Denver, Colorado, at the Convention of Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages. You can find other interviews with English teachers from around the world at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. You can also subscribe to our new weekly podcast. And that's Wordmaster for this week. I'm Avi Arditi.